Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's Word.
All right, I'm getting into the Word. I'm speaking today on God is faithful. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. And this is what it says, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. Know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God. And you can underline that phrase, faithful God, in your Bible, or highlight it in your Bible. Knowing who God is helps us to relate to Him better. As in all relationships, the more you know a person, the better you relate with him. The more you know your husband, the better you relate to him. The more you know your wife, the better you relate to her. The more you know your children, each one, the better you relate to them. The more you know your parents, the better you relate. It's in all relationships. Ignorance disturbs relationships. So many of us relate with God without knowing God. So our relationship with God may be sincere, but may also come out of ignorance. And one of the things we have to know in relating with God is that He is faithful. Everybody say, God is faithful. Amen. Now, in biblical Hebrew, the word faith and faithful are related. Faith and faithful are related. So when we operate in faith, we operate based on the faithfulness of God. If you don't understand the faithfulness of God, you would not know how to deal in faith. And I will touch a bit on that next week. So look at the passage again. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God. I love that. The faithful God. So what does the word faithful mean? The Hebrew word that is translated as faithful, aman or aman, has a close relationship with a word that is also translated amen. They come from the same root word. Amen and faithful are the same. So when we say God is faithful, we can also say God is amen. Amen means it is so, and it shall be so forever. God is faithful. Three words that are related to faithful. First, when something is faithful, it means it is permanent. It is permanent. It does not change. So when we say God is faithful, we mean He is permanent. He does not change. Secondly, when we say something is faithful, it means it is established. It is firm and secure, doesn't move. So permanent, established, and the third word is reliable. something that can be trusted. That's what the word faithful implies. Permanence, it implies establishment, it implies reliability. Now, faithfulness can be found both in God and in human beings, but we are focusing on God. The word faithful in the Hebrew word is a picture, or the Hebrew language is a picture language. So most of the words in Hebrew have create pictures in your mind. And one of the images that is created about something that is faithful is the pillar on which a door swings. The pillar on which a door swings. Isn't it interesting? So God is faithful. He is the pillar on which the door swings. Now every door has got a pillar attached to it. A door moves, but the pillar doesn't move. And the door by itself cannot open unless it has a pillar it is attached to. So if you bring this to our knowledge of God, it means that every door that God opens, every opportunity that God opens for you, every miracle that God does for you, is hooked up to a pillar, his faithfulness. And without his faithfulness, nothing can move in your life. He is the faithful God. He is the constant and the permanent who makes things move in our lives. God is faithful. God is faithful. Without God's faithfulness, there will be no open doors and there will be no blessing. So let's look at the phrase, God is faithful. God is faithful. Every blessing we receive from God comes from his faithfulness. Comes from his faithfulness. And so what do we mean when we say God is faithful? First, we mean that God does not change. God does not change. It may seem like a very ordinary statement or observation, but it's a very powerful statement that God does not change. Why does God not change? Because God never grows and never improves. God never grows and never improves. Why do human beings change? Because we grow and we improve. So what I said when I was 6 years old, when I grow and I improve, I will not say the same thing. So if at 6 years old I say, when I grow up, I will be a carpenter. A carpenter, a carpenter, a carpenter I will be. I may sing that when I'm 6 years old, but when I grow up, I will not be a carpenter. So why is it that I will not be what I said I will be? Because I grow. I would say when I was a child, that's what I thought. Now I know better. I've gone to school. I've improved. I've learned new things. I've become better. So I'm not going to be a carpenter. I'll be a pastor. What has changed? Growth and improvement. But God doesn't grow. And God doesn't improve. So there is no point in time when God will grow to the point that he will change something he said at another time. So what God said a million times, a million years ago, he will not grow a million years later and say, oh, a million years ago, I was God, but I was a young God. Now I have become an older God. I'm wiser and more mature. So I cannot do what I said a million years ago because I've grown and I have improved. God doesn't go through that. God is the same. He doesn't change. What he said a million years ago is still relevant today, because God does not change. For us as human beings, it's very difficult for us to imagine anything that does not change, because change is the constant of our experience. But to God, not changing is the constant. So what he said yesterday, what he said to your father, he will not improve and outgrow it. He would always do what he said he would do, because he doesn't change, he doesn't grow, and he doesn't improve. God doesn't get better. The God we have now is not a better version of the God Noah worshipped. He's the same God, the ongrowing, the unimproving God, who is who he is at all times, the same. God does not change. And because he does not change, he is reliable. That's why we can rely on him. To be reliable is to be trustworthy. It means I can build on him. I can establish on him. I can lay my foundation in him, because he doesn't change. Now, it's very interesting that when you consider our earth is a very, very, very changing earth. We know that. The earth moves very, very fast. It's said that the earth moves at the speed of 1,700 kilometers per hour on its axis. Very fast. 1,700 kilometers. That's a very, very fast speed. And not only that, whilst it is doing that, it is moving at 27 kilometers per second around the sun to give us a year. So for us to say next year it will be better, the sun has to run at 27 kilometers per second to give you next year. At this pace of 1,700 kilometers per hour, on its own axis, 27 kilometers per second around the sun, we consider the earth solid enough to build on it. We build skyscrapers on it, something that is moving at this pace, and yet we find it difficult to build on a God who doesn't change, who doesn't improve, who doesn't get better. If you can build a house on this earth, you have no excuse not to have foundation in God. God is faithful. Why? Because he's there. He's called the Ancient of Days. He doesn't improve, doesn't get better. If we live for another 1 billion years, God will not be a different God. He'll still be the same. From eternity to eternity, he's still the same. God is faithful. But not only is God faithful, his word is faithful. God's word is faithful. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. What has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? God is faithful. And because of that, his word is faithful. Why? Because his word carries his worth. His word carries his worth. Your word carries your worth. My word carries my worth. If I say, I will give you $100 million, I promise you I'll give you $100 million next week about this time. That word carries my worth. If I don't have $100 million, then that word has no power. Because that word is empty. I have no worth. But if somebody else, like some of those crazy guys with a lot of money, I don't even want to mention their name in my church. Those crazy guys who own so much money, hundreds of billions. If one of them, as crazy as they are, tells you, I'll give you $100 million next year or next week by this time, that word carries their worth. Do they have the worth to support the word? Yes. All that will be left will be whether they are willing. Not whether they can, but whether they will. So when God says to you, I will bless you, his word carries his worth. So you have to define whether he has the worth, he has the currency of blessing. If he has the ability to bless, then his word that he will bless you is faithful. It is faithful. It's as faithful as his personality. So God is faithful. His word is faithful. His word is reliable. He never changes. So his word doesn't change. And he honors his word. Has he said, and will he not do? He does not just honor his word selectively. He honors his word fully. Now, when it comes to that, and maybe next week I'll deal a bit with that. You know, many times people say, but I believe God and it didn't happen. Because we believe God selectively. We don't believe God as God. We believe something that sounds nice to us. So we can go through the Bible picking nice verses and not picking the whole counsel of God. And think that if we can cherry pick the word of God, then good things will happen to us. That's not how it happens. God watches over his word, the entirety of his word, to perform it. He's faithful. His word is faithful. So when you say, I believe in God, you have to know that there is something about God that will not change. And it is that which does not change that he bases to open doors for you. His word is faithful. So first, God is faithful. Everybody say, God is faithful. God's word is faithful. Everybody say, God's word is faithful. And number three, God's ways are faithful. God's ways are faithful. His ways are faithful.